We've been talking about food all morning. I'm getting hungry, but we're going to talk about more food now because starting yesterday, the Yoco Taste Trail here in York County began, and our friends from Visit York County are here. That's Allison Cleveland and Andy Clinton. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
So rock and rolling. We started on August 19th, run through August 26th. Mm-hmm. For those who do not know, what is the Yoco Taste Trail?
Yeah, so that was something we started. This is year five of it, right?
Wow,
so
five.
Crazy. So we've had different iterations, but where we're at now, it is our restaurant week. So it's York County's restaurant week. We communicate with the restaurant owners to find, you know, we don't want to put the week on a week that they're already doing well, right? Mm-hmm. We want to help them. So they suggested kind of that mid to late August. That's when school starts back up. People are not thinking as much to go out to eat dinner. So that's why we're putting it in this date range. And yeah, we have lots of restaurants. We're actually over 30 now, mm-hmm. over 30 different options
throughout the
county. So what can folks expect, Allison, when they walk into one of these 30 participating restaurants?
Well, there is a minimum of 3 courses at each of them.
A minimum of 3.
That's right. So Wow. You're going to for sure have an appetizer, an entree, and dessert. And even just yesterday, I hit up one of them at Hobo's, and they have even like a milkshake option as dessert. So some of them are your more formal. Some are your, you know, family friendly to where you can take the kids or even get it to go and take it home if you're running between, you know, ball practice or whatever. It's just a great option to kind of try some new things. They may be off their regular menu and like a special for right now, and get a good deal.
And most of these, when you come in, it's a set price. They say, okay, it's X number of dollars, but you get to choose some different options.
Yeah, some of them have just kind of more or less one or two options.
Okay.
There's others that have where you can choose like maybe a $35 price point or a $40, and they kind of you know, elevate it each time. So they give you choices, and all that's listed there on our website as well as through that web-based kind of app that we have where people can check in, and they can even win a $250 gift card or at least a chance to win a $250 gift card.
Who are some of the restaurants that we're familiar with that are participating?
Oh, man. Rattle off all. I'll start rattling off some.
Right.
You can chime in. I mean, obviously, if we want to start in Rock Hill, you have Flipside. So, and we actually have all their restaurants.
Even
so,
South Mary's,
John and Amy Ford's, they have all of their restaurants.
Hey, what, four? Is it four or five?
Four
within York County.
Yep, actually headed to FM Eatery tonight. So that's another one in downtown Fort Mill. Counter, that's a good one. Elk Avenue.
You'd mentioned Hobo's.
Yep. Hobo's. The Garrison is a good one. If the Garrison is not on your radar, that's
they're in TEK. They are in the Glennon Center, so they're one of the newer ones. They actually competed in our kitchen takeover, had a really good shrimp and grits option. So very, very nice, kind of elevated. You know, you're there on the golf course, but it's still a comfortable environment.
Yeah, sure.
Highly recommend that one. Clover Harvest. Clover Harvest. We're on the same page on that one. That's kind of farm to table. They use a lot of local products there, so that's a cool opportunity. Mm-hmm. Hoof and Barrel is one. If you've been out to
York Antigua K.
Mm-hmm.
1786. Sorry,
pizza place.
Yeah, I'm looking at 1786.
We can go
right
on
now.
And on. There's 30. I mean, that's 30 plus.
So that, you know, on the website, able to actually click through and see the menu offerings at each restaurant that's participating to find kind of exactly what I'm looking for. So at 1786, you know, first course, pimento cheese dip or chicken bacon ranch dip. Second course, you've got 3 different options there, a salad, a pizza, and another salad. And your third course, a dessert, a key lime pie, or a peanut butter chocolate pie.
Yeah, and that's very family friendly with the pizza. So, you know, you can get a prosciutto wrapped salmon from counter, or you can get pizza from 1786. So it does run the gamut.
Yeah, but you can flip through and kind of take a look and see which meal or which menu at each restaurant kind of suits your, you know, the experience that you're looking for.
Yep.
Allison, you touched on this opportunity to win $250 again. How do folks do that?
So through what it's a software called Banwango.
Okay.
So it's not an app that you have to download. It's just a web-based system that we have set up, like with our brew trail and our coffee trail. And you go on site. Once you go through our website, sign up for it, you just check in. It's kind of that geolocation. So when you're on site, you can look at all the restaurants participating. You can look at their menus. And when you're on site, check in and you're entered. And it's not limited to just one. So if you go to one today, one tomorrow, each check-in is a new new entry. So they then would get to pick, if they're selected, the $250 to the restaurant of their choice that are participating in this Yoco Taste Trail.
And guys, this happens through August the 26th, so you have until next Thursday to take advantage of the Yoco Taste Trail. Last week, the Field of 68 announced once again, guys, here, college basketball is starting here in Rock Hill.
At midnight.
At midnight, of course.
Is Allison going to be there for the midnight game?
Can't make any promises.
So which one of y'all is pulling work in the midnight game?
That me.
Yeah.
Most of the boys.
I think I'm probably going to be pushing a full 24 hours at the venue.
Well, you can't play all day if you don't start at midnight. I mean,
that's true.
And we have to make sure falling NCAA rules, the tip will be at 12:01.
Okay.
We can't break the rules there. So
Andy, tell us about that. Who are some teams we will be seeing here play at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center this year?
Yeah. What's great, we have our hometown team playing in it. So Winthrop, they'll play Queens. And that's
the 8 a.m. game?
It'll be at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
So that's a fun one. They're trying to kind of build that into, it's can be kind of a natural rivalry with Queens being in Charlotte, so that'll be a fun one. And it was a good game last year.
Very good game, yeah.
The midnight game, that'll be a great game. High Point, I mean, they're known now as one of those top mid-major programs.
They won an NCAA tournament game last year.
I think they were the only mid-major that had an upset in the tournament. But yeah, so you'll have High Point playing Liberty, and Liberty's always had a great program. Sure. Their coach has been there for a while. And then you have a 3 a.m., 6 a.m., you have App State playing, so that's a fun one. I've already had several people, alumni, saying that they're going to make it to that 6 a.m. to watch App State. You have UAB, that's a great program. They're playing McNeese State. Both of those programs are really good. And then you have Furman finishing it off. So you have some good teams playing.
Well, again, that is November the 2nd. If folks want to get details on that, I know we'll talk more about that as we get closer to that. But what's the best place to get details on that, Andy?
Yeah, you can just jump on our Visit York County website. We have the page where it has the listing of the games, obviously buying tickets. Tickets are a good price. They're just general admission, $10. Mm. We're going to have some other deals if you want to package some stuff. We're going to have some creative opportunities if somebody wants to make it to the 3 a.m. game. So stay tuned for that.
That is on September the 2nd. Of course, earlier we were talking.
November 2nd.
Did I say September?
You did. Why? Because you're not ready for November yet.
I do the same thing. I've said July like a couple times. So, hey, we're meeting July. I was like, no, it is August now.
Yeah. November the 2nd. Thank you. Again, the Yoco Taste Trail, Allison, happening August 19th to the 26th. Mm-hmm. Great opportunity to get out and enjoy some great food in our community.
Yep, and U.S. Foods, they've been our sponsor since day one that we've done the Yoco Taste Trail Week. So we had our kitchen takeover event where the chefs competed, and they're just a great partner because they're servicing these restaurants in a different way than we do. You know, we're promoting them, trying to get folks into those restaurants. They're doing the same, but with, you know, the services through what they can provide through the goods. So it's a great partnership that we have for the hospitality industry.
Take advantage of the Yoco Taste Trail happening now until August 26th.